you can see how everything's kind of organized.
The disaster in Texas touched Robert Burns on a personal level. The former Army critical care nurse spent some formative years stationed in Fort Hood and living as a new father in San Antonio. It was his deep connection and the emergency that called him to take action.
I love the city of San Antonio. I have an invested interest in the city. You feel like a family. It's a community. So when you hear stories about children literally freezing to death in their home because there's no power and there's nothing that can be done and you don't, it becomes a life and death situation.
Burns reached out on Facebook, and in less than 24 hours, over 160 individuals had come together to fill an entire Penske truck with food and supplies, and they'd raised over $1,000. He then drove to the Lone Star State earlier this week to meet his Texas-based friend, Marisa Bono. She was waiting with a group of volunteers she'd gathered to help unload the goods.
I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. I can't really describe the feeling when he first opened the door and I just saw that it was filled to the brim with supplies that we knew were going to help our community.
Critics on social media have said the money could have gone toward donations and ordering the items online. But both Bono and Burns say there was meaning in providing help in person.
He's a damn hero. Thank you.
Burns says after a year of division, unrest, and isolation, while items help, it's the act of kindness that lifts the spirit.
I felt like we needed to come together and do something positive. And you can tell from the comment that made people happy to be able to do that.
Burns returned home to Brevard County to be with his daughters and to get some much-needed and well-deserved rest. For WMFE, I'm Lilian Hernandez Caraballo.